Hello and welcome. My name is Jill Wigmore Welsh, and I thought I'd do a short recording because it would be helpful for you to hear my voice and also to give a little bit more background about this 2-day course that I'm running. Now, way back in 2002, I began to start to run courses for Health and Care Professions Council registered physiotherapists, doctors, nurses, etc. And I ran a wide variety of different courses. And then in 2007, I really began to be aware that the physiotherapists themselves were having less and less training in hands-on. And for several years, right up until 2013, I continued to run those training courses. And then I decided to have a break. And things change. And what's happened is that we are now in a very different time with healthcare, certainly here in the UK. All sorts of different things are going on in terms of the divisions between what is health and healthcare and NHS work and what is social care. And so I decided to revisit these training courses and think again about what were useful for people to have, what I could put back in to enable people who are interested in being able to do hands-on work with the people that they work with. So this course is 2 days. It is specifically for people who have a qualification in health. So it is specifically for doctors, nurses, as I say, allied healthcare professionals. So all of these are people, all of you are people who are already trained. You've got an understanding of anatomy, you've got an understanding of the body, psychology. You've got an understanding about the difference between the old-fashioned World Health Organization definition of health being absence of sickness and disease, and you're very aware of the sort of psychosocial factors. And you would like to learn how to be able to do the art, if you like, of therapeutic touching, massaging, how to do it so that if you wanted to go on and complete a full certification to be able to offer massage to anyone and everyone, you could do. But you could use all of the skills that you're going to learn on these 2 days. You can take them in to your practice, into your clinic, into your hospice, into your workplace. You can use these with friends and family. But the aim of the 2 days really is that you have the capability and competency at the end of the 2 days to carry out a 1-hour full body massage. And I've trained enough people to know that you will have that capability and competency. And one of the reasons I can be so certain is because I only run small group trainings. So the smallest number of people I train is 2. The very biggest group I will ever train on my own is 8. So as you can imagine, when you've got people working on tables, that's 4 tables. The group size that I like working with is 6. So that's 3 people lying down and 3 people working. Or if we're doing it in threes, it's only 2 people on the couch and the other 4 working. So I only run very small group trainings. And the reason that I do that is because I want to give everybody time and attention and make sure that when they come off the course, they really have got good skills that they're able to look after themselves. They're able to move their body in such a way that they're not going to put a strain on themselves. And that when they're actually carrying out techniques, they understand about positioning the person on the couch to be comfortable, screening them. And what I mean by screening, it's not just screening in terms of making sure there are no sort of potential contraindications to doing the work, but also physically screening them, covering them in towels and blankets, and making sure they feel safe, which is not necessarily something that goes on within a busy GP surgery or a busy physiotherapy NHS practice. So, and how to talk to your person on the table, how to explain to them what it is that the massage work is doing, so that you give them a deep understanding of how this can help them with their health, but without telling them things that actually make them believe that the massage is making any magic take place in the tissues that there isn't any evidence to show takes place. And as I say, the most important goal for me is to try to pass these skills on, because we are at a time now where increasingly work in health is becoming more academic, work is becoming more computer facing, forms being filled in, questionnaires, exercise sheets, etc. So as I say, this course is really for people who recognise that touch can be so very beneficial. If somebody is highly stressed, if they've got massive what we call psychosocial events happening in life, if they have just had a bereavement, or if they've there's somebody who has mental health issues, or if they're having problems at work or financial, all of these things contribute to our health state. And sometimes when we use hands-on work, we make a connection with people, and also the person is perhaps able to relax and perhaps also more interested in engaging with processes that might help them to change. So it's quite a complex process that goes on when we know as a professional that perhaps massage is not going to be lengthening fascia or having some strange effect on muscle, but that actually we can use the techniques and we can use the processes. And again, part of that is having a really good understanding of what the current evidence is. The current evidence to show what kinds of outcomes we get with our hands-on work, and how we can really reference those well-researched articles that do show some of the things that we do. But also, as I've already said, be mindful about our language, avoiding words that might lead the person to believe that something is being done to their tissue, which it isn't. So I won't go into more depth on that, because we go into that on the training course. But as I say, the whole aim of the course is for you to come off it able to carry out a 1 hour body massage, and to be able to do that safely, and to be able to feel confident to do it, to know how to screen, what sort of contraindications are contraindications, and whether some of the things we talk about that are contraindications aren't really contraindications. So as I say, the course is starts 9:30 on a Saturday morning. We go through until around 4:30, something like that, on a Saturday. We start the next day around the same time. We finish around 3:00 on the Sunday afternoon. We probably spend, I would say, a couple of hours maximum on Saturday morning, going through some of the theories, and then we go straight into practice. So you spend the time from around probably less than 2 hours, actually probably about an hour and a half. You spend the time from around, say, 10:30, 11 o'clock through till close on Saturday, practicing techniques and learning how to do these things. And then same on Sunday. And then you practice in the afternoon this 1 hour massage, so that you have actually done it when you're here with me. And I can give you feedback, which is very kind, about all the things that you're really good at. And then it enables you to take these techniques away and put them into practice with your own client group. So if you want to know more, then do give me a call, 07885 467 466. I'm based here in Berkshire, in Reading, and the course in November will run in Berkshire. And do get in touch, as I say. All the details are on the Eventbrite website or on the Inspirational Academy website, or it might be you found this on LinkedIn or Twitter or whatever. But as I say, do get in touch if you want more information. And I look forward to meeting with you very soon. Take care.